Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, September 25th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the event will also be used to reflect on Joe Biden's support and friendship for Ireland.
Taoiseach to visit White House next month, sparking rumours of November election, and TDs and senators to grill officials over National Children's Hospital. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach is to meet US President Joe Biden at the White House next month. It's part of a number of celebrations to mark 100 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. From New York, News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
Simon Harris will travel to the White House next month, where he will meet with President Biden. Following their meeting, the pair will both speak at an event to mark a century of bilateral relations between Ireland and the United States. The event will also be used to reflect on Joe Biden's support and friendship for Ireland. The Taoiseach will also take part in a number of other engagements while in Washington, D.C. He's actually in the U.S. at the moment, attending the United Nations General Assembly in New York.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says history will determine that the children of Palestine were failed by the world. Simon Harris has called on the member states of the UN to work more closely to bring about an end to the violence in the Middle East. He says a second front in the war has started following an escalation of violence in Lebanon. Speaking at the UN in New York, Simon Harris says a greater effort is needed to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza.
So far, all of the efforts of the world, including the EU, have been ineffective. And therefore, I think as people leave the UN General Assembly in the coming days, I think there's an onus on us to say, what more can we do? Because history will look back at this time as a time that the world failed the children of Palestine.
Back home, the crisis facing the National Children's Hospital will come before the Oireachtas Health Committee later, where it's expected to hear contractors BAM have moved the completion date 14 times in the past 4 years. The chief executive of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board will also tell the committee the approach being taken by BAM shows complete disregard for sick children, young people and their families. Committee member Senator Martin Conway says he'll be pressing David Gunning to give a detailed up-to-date position on the hospital.
We need to find out in granular detail exactly what's happened, how much this has overrun so far, and what is it likely to overrun. We're told figures of 2.24 billion. Will it stop at that? And what is the worst case scenario?
There's been a reduction in the number of deaths from drugs. The Health Research Board has published figures showing a 19.4% decrease in the number of drug-induced deaths in 2021 compared to 2020. It accounts for 85 fewer deaths. Colin Burke, the Minister for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drug Strategy, says it's a welcome improvement.
These are the 2021 figures because, as you know, it may take anything up to 2 years before there's a coroner's inquest. And I think it's important that I acknowledge the loss and grief felt by the families bereaved by the death of a loved one. While each life lost is one too many, I think the good news is the fact that we are making progress in reducing the number of deaths. We have a lot more work to do.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is to meet world leaders at the UN General Assembly in New York today. His visit comes amid reports the US has agreed to send cluster bombs, rockets, artillery and armoured vehicles to Ukraine in a new aid package worth $375 million. President Zelensky is expected to have talks with the President and Vice President in Washington on Thursday. A man who staked out Donald Trump for 12 hours on a golf course has been charged with attempted assassination. Ryan Wesley Routh had initially been charged with two federal firearms offences after aiming a rifle through shrubbery on the West Palm Beach course. The new indictment is based on the investigators' belief that he had plotted to kill the former US president. A weather alert has been issued for northern Spain, where up to 80 millimetres of rain is expected today. It comes as temperatures across southern Spain push close to 30 degrees Celsius. Holidaymakers are being advised to be on the lookout for weather warnings and heat waves if travelling to the region. The Department of Foreign Affairs says Irish citizens should follow the advice of local authorities in affected areas. In entertainment news, another woman is suing Sean Diddy Combs, claiming he and his head of security raped her and recorded the assault on video. Last week, the rapper denied charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. Thalia Graves believes she was drugged by the pair in New York in 2001. She says she woke up in the hip-hop mogul's office.
The trauma of the assault has taken a toll on my mental health. I've had PTSD, depression and anxiety.
And in sport, in soccer, goalkeeper Danny Ward prevented Leicester City from suffering a Carabao Cup defeat last night. He saved three times in a penalty shootout away to Walsall following a goalless draw. Joining Leicester in tonight's last 16 draw are Manchester City, who were 2-1 winners at home to Watford. Christopher Nkunku scored a hat-trick for Chelsea in their 5-0 demolition of Barrow, and Aston Villa survived a late scare to beat Wickham 2-1. Tonight, Caoimhín Kelleher will continue in goal for Liverpool. They welcome West Ham to Anfield. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.